when it comes to actually the commissioning progress for investigative documentary, all too often programmers are being boxed into a corner by the commissioning process. And there, one hears stories, and I can't, I think, repeat details, of people being told that they sold a program which was about X, and when they got there, they discovered it was about X Mark II, but they really didn't want Mark II, they wanted X, which is what they'd bought. And if you have that sort of know-nothing stupidity going on at the level of commissioning, then, of course, there is a body of distortion, which is terrible. And I think, in to take a case which is public, okay, the case I describe in Lies, Damn Lies, with Mark de Beaufort, really caused a lot of problems along these lines and got fined an enormous sum of money, was called The Connection. At the end of the 90s, which purported to show a new channel for smuggling drugs into Britain, and it purported to show a mule, a person carrying drugs, coming into Britain with drugs. And it turned out they weren't drugs, he wasn't a mule, and there was no new channel. Now, the history of that is that the chap who made it, Mark de Beaufort, who is at least half Latin American, I think, but certainly Spanish-speaking, had contacts in Latin America, and he sold the program to one of the then-existing independent television companies, Carlton, and a very, very good executive producer who has a very good reputation in the business, etc., etc. And he went off to Bogota, and he couldn't make any of it stand up, so he cast some bank manager as the number three in the Cali cartel, and he got some poor soul to pretend to be the mule, and he swallowed all this stuff which wasn't cocaine. A total fabrication. And when he came back, the balloon went up, largely because of an argument that was going on within the unit, and his researcher shopped him as having faked it all. And there was a terrible uproar, and The Guardian went totally crazy and had four pages on how awful the television was lying about these things. In fact, I thought it was all a bit OTT. That is an absolute classic example of that. I always say, you know, when I was a kid, I could have gone to, I could have said, hey, I think there's something going on with the drug trade, right? And I think I've got a contact in Bogota. Say, okay, away you go. See what you can get. And I could go there and say, terribly sorry, it hasn't stood up. Now, I couldn't do that very often, obviously. They would say, look, you're supposed to be a researcher on this program, and all you do is go off on expensive trips and you don't come back with anything. Forget it. I'm sorry, we're going to find somebody else, right? I'm not saying I was without pressure, right? But on the other hand, my job did not depend on making every single idea stand up. Carlton was eventually fined by the authority, the Independent Television Commission at that point, £2 million, which I thought was completely outrageous in a free society, because who was harmed by this information? I couldn't believe it. You know, could I wander in and say I was very distressed, I'm a cocaine user, I was looking forward to a lot of cheap cocaine, and suddenly it wasn't available? No, the whole thing was a complete nonsense, and also the action of the authority, I thought, was really terrible.
He would have been completely fine had he put drama reconstruction on the footage.
Yeah, but the problem was that he was in a slightly different position. Yes, certainly the investigation was sort of, the internal investigation, certainly, gave the impression, you know, the company's investigation gave the impression that he should have marked it. And technically, what was wrong in terms of what the ITC did was not, they didn't do him for lying. They did the company for breaching the regulation which said that reconstruction should be so marked. But the problem about that is simply that it's not a question of marking the reconstruction as reconstruction, because it isn't a reconstruction, it's a fabrication. There's a difference. It's not that he reconstructed the new route in, it is that there was no route in. And the reason he was forced to do that is because he had sold the whole premise of the program on new route in. And his entire livelihood as an independent film producer, and indeed a prize-winning independent film producer, was up the swanny because he couldn't deliver it. Now, that's a failing of the system. The Connection got fined an enormous sum of money. Mark de Beaufort, never heard of again, of course. Which is fair enough. I mean, I have no problem about that. That was a perfectly reasonable outcome. No, you never use him again. You expose the fabrication of the show. But the point about the impact of this fine was that it gave a very distinct impression, which still exists to this day, that there's this authority which is looking out for our interests. And if ever anything comes up that remotely fabricates the truth or anything else, they'll be on top of it and finding it. The hell they will. You know, it's about. Actually, there's now some language in the content code about, you know, paranormal and stuff. But at that time, you could put out programs which said there were ghosts and things. You didn't have to say